Up next on American Restoration.
Me and Tyler are on our way to the Clark County Museum to see about restoring a piece of Nevada history.
Wow.
This is it, an air raid siren.
When these things went off, it sent shivers down your spine.
I want to see if you can take a look at a cash register again.
Oh man, that is awesome. The biggest challenge I'm gonna have with this thing, we're gonna have to see if every single piece inside there works. And there's a million of them.
You guys got the heavy end, I got the light end.
This thing weighs 500-600 pounds, easy. Go down.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Tyler are on our way to the Clark County Museum to see about restoring a piece of Nevada history. When we're between jobs, we'll occasionally donate our time and give back to the community. I love bringing Tyler with me to pick up items that tell a story about the past. You need to understand the era that an item came from before you can truly bring it back to life.
Let's take a walk.
All right.
I called Rick today to look at an air raid siren to see what he could do in terms of restoring it so we can put it on display.
Wow.
This is it. It's a little larger than you might have thought.
Yeah, it's big.
Air raid sirens were important in the 1950s and 1960s. It was part of the civil defense system. So it was a way of letting the people know that something was going wrong.
What year do you think this one was?
This is 1957. This is what you had on top of every school, every public building here. If a nuclear attack was coming, this is how people would tell us, you need to go to shelter.
Yeah,
you
know, basements, fallout shelters.
That's right. And we had the test site there. We were on the front line of the Cold War in southern Nevada. And an artifact like this will make it real.
Near school, they do like a fire drill.
Yeah, we do fire drills. And
well, they used to show us what happened.
Yeah, the whole duck and cover and, you know, get down under your desk. Cover the back of your neck so the glass doesn't hit you.
I remember these things when I was back in school. There's no mistake in that sound. When these things went off, it sent shivers down your spine. And I bet if this thing worked right now, you'd be able to hear it for 10 miles, maybe more.
What I would like to have is this particular unit stripped down with the original paint color.
Okay.
And you can see here, this is the original paint color.
Okay.
It's on the underside of this.
We're going yellow everywhere.
So we'd like it to come back to that and to be functional so that at least it can go around.
I'm gonna run two line in this thing right here to where you'll be able to turn on spinning. Uh-huh. And if you really want to, you can turn on the hot box. Blow your horn.
I'll have to notify a lot of people.
I was going
to
say, I'm like 40 miles away and I'll hear lunch from there.
That's okay? Right. Well, this is great. We live on donations. I love volunteers and I love donations.
You'll be working for free for a month.
Psych. Every minute we spend on this thing is coming out of my pocket. So the faster we get this thing done, the less it'll cost.
I really, really appreciate the opportunity to do it, to be quite honest. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
With Rick wanting to restore this to full working order, that's wonderful. That means that we will have this and we will be able to show it to people as it worked. This is what was real here at this time.
Good thing I've been working on my squats.
All right, let's call Ron and we'll make it his problem.
All right.
Get the trailer down here.
All right? Yep.
All right. I knew these sirens were loud, but I didn't realize they were also heavy. I'm gonna need to get Ron and some guys down here to pick this thing up so we can start working on it. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Rick. I'm Rob, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Wanted to see if you could take a look at a cash register again.
Let's see what you got.
I'm here to see if I could get Rick to restore a cash register. My kids and I like to collect old things, and I want to see if he could get it back to the original condition.
Oh, man, that is awesome. That's a Michigan, man. Those are rare.
It's kind of a different one. I had never seen one that said Michigan on it, and it looked like it was pretty original. We got a good deal on it. We figured we'd buy it and see if we couldn't fix it up.
How'd you get it?
My kids and I kind of mess around on the weekends.
Yeah.
And we found this local, and I bought it from the guy, but I didn't know anything about it. I just thought it was kind of neat with the Michigan.
Cash registers were just an awesome form for the storekeeper to actually keep tabs on their money. You know, it was actually something that registered how much money came through the store, and it helped him with inventory. There's always marble on there. What this thing was for was when you got a coin from a customer, he would tap on that with the coin, and that it made a distinctive noise, and what it told him is if it was real or a slug. People have been counterfeiting money as long as they've been making money. Shop owners loved having the marble on top of the cash register, knowing that if they tapped a coin on it, it would sound different if it was fake. All right, that's a good thing right there. I mean, that usually means as rough as it looks on the outside, the mechanism on the inside isn't rusted out, so that's great. The outside, we'll end up blasting this all off and then sending it to the plating shop, and they'll put a nice coat of nickel on there. It'll be such a huge difference.
Rick, what do you think it'll cost to get it totally restored?
I'll tell you something, the biggest challenge I'm gonna have with this thing is to get each one of those arms off there is a nightmare. I mean, you see how rusted these are? I'm looking at right around 40 man hours, okay? And then on the outside, you're probably looking at about, $300, $400 in nickel plating. Totally restored with everything, you're looking at right around $1,800.
What would it be worth after that? Is it worth spending the $1,800 to get it done?
You should have no problem between $500 and $5,500 selling this. I know that's what I would sell it for.
That sounds good. Rick, let's do it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
It was good to meet you, and I appreciate you taking a look at it.
You too.
I look forward to bringing my kids and picking it up.
Awesome. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You, Rick.
You bet.
I'm incredibly excited to come back and see what Rick's done with it, because when I bought it, my kids kind of looked at me and said, what in the world are you doing?
I would say right here.
How far you want to carry it?
Today, Rick sent us out to grab a air raid horn or an air horn from the museum.
All right, are you going to help carrying it?
Yes.
All right, then let's get the trailer closer. Got the guy that's always talking about doing things the easy way.
Yes, sir. That's what we're getting. When Rick said air raid horn, I'm thinking a little horn, something you beep, beep. This thing weighs 500-600 pounds easy.
So you guys got the heavy end, I got the light end.
Like there was any doubt with that?
Ready?
Hold on, this is heavy as
You able to do it that way?
I think Jeff just wanted to muscle it.
No.
No, just grab it from the inside of that.
Dude, that thing is so heavy right there.
We didn't really have no strategy.
Nope. It's gonna take two down here.
Yeah.
It's gonna take at least two down here.
I got this part for sure.
That's good to know.
I'll see you in a minute.
Well, at least this thing isn't awkward. Go down.
Go.
Yeah, we need three guys down here.
So that'd be all of us.
And yeah. Now that I'm not gonna be able to do. If I get a hernia from lifting 500 pounds of dead weight, Rick is gonna be covering my medical bills.
Good.
That'll hold it. All right.
Let's get some breakfast after this.
I'm all for that, you know that.
Spring loaded. Right there.
Earlier, a guy dropped off a very rare Michigan cash register. My guys have to take apart the shell and then get to work on the main mechanism. We're gonna have to see if every single piece inside there works, and there's a million of them.
10 cent works, 15 cent, 20. It's not adding up on our tally here.
It seems like the mechanism works as a whole, but some of the arms do not. So we're gonna have to add some springs to these things and pray that this thing will function.
Me and Kyle are gonna tear down this air raid sound. We're gonna turn it down into its three main parts: the horn, the mechanism that turns the horn, and the pole.
What?
This was yellow before.
This siren is built to put out a lot of noise. When we fire it up, you're gonna hear it for blocks, maybe the whole valley.
The most time-consuming part of this cash register is dealing with all the small parts. Kyle's punching out each one of these numbers so Terry can replace all the old ones that aren't good anymore. And then I got Terry lining all the arms up. So when you push the button, it lifts the number on the top. If he messes up one single arm on this thing, it means the whole thing's gonna have to come apart, and that's really gonna mess with my budget.
The stand on this air raid siren has a big dent in it.
You have to heat it up and pound it with a hammer. I'll be the leverage man, you be the heat man.
We're gonna torch this pole up, get it hot enough to where the metal's soft enough so we can bend this pole. Hopefully with a little dead weight on the end, we can get it straight.
There you go, that'll heat it up.
That's where Cowboy comes in.
Ah! Woo! The hell are you doing? Ah!
Woo! Go check it. We don't want to overbend it. Mission accomplished. There ain't nothing heat and a little muscle won't solve.
Every once in a while, we get a project that really takes everyone to pitch in. This air raid siren for a local museum has been stripped down to bare metal, and now it's time to bring it back to its original color, safety yellow. The metal band that goes over the gearbox was totally crushed. So I called in my buddy Bob to work his magic.
Hey, Bob, good to see you.
I specialize in fabricating and forming different types of metals. Well, I was a little kid, I had a pedal car, and I crashed it, so I had to hammer it back out and get it riding straight again. And from then on, it was just a passion for me to do metal work.
Oh, my God. What do you got to do to this?
Okay. Trash it?
That ends up going on an air raid siren, something out of the 50s. It was just literally smashed in. We pounded the best we could, but right now it needs some of your expertise.
Something.
I wanted to polish it out, you know, and make it nice again instead of just painting it over. How long do you think we got on that?
It's going to be about 10 hours.
10 hours seems like a long time on one single piece, but Bob does great work. Once this part is smooth and polished up, it's gonna give the air raid siren that touch of flash that really brings it back to life.
I'll run these edges first. That'll also stiffen it up and give you, you know, the right contour. I'll get the bead roller and start going.
Okay, sounds great.
What I'll do first is I'll take it through the bead roller and bring the original edges back together. A bead roller is a forming tool that actually strengthens metal. What makes metal stronger is different shapes in it. If you looked at a fender in a car, if a fender was flat, there would be no strength to it. When they put the bends in it and the curves, that's what helps make it stronger. To do this right, you're gonna have to really get to know this piece of metal, know all the curves and which way the metal's gonna move when you start hitting it.
While Bob works his magic, I'm gonna go see how the finishing touches are going on the cash register. The customer's on his way, and we want it to be perfect.
Beauty.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rick. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Who'd you bring with you?
I brought my workers today.
This is
Jackson and Peyton.
Jackson, good to meet you.
You too.
Peyton, good to meet you.
Hi.
So we're excited to see the cash register.
All right.
You ready?
Take a look.
Came down to Rick's Restoration today to pick up my 1900s Michigan cash register. When I bought the cash register, my kids really thought I was crazy.
You ready?
Didn't understand why I was spending money buying a piece of junk. And I really want them to see that you can take something and make it look good again, make it look original.
Check it out.
What'd you think?
Wow.
It doesn't look like the same one, Rick.
This is actually what it looked like in its day. We ended up sending all the outside portion of it to the plating company, and they plated it in nickel.
I like that it's actually silver and not that old brown, ugly color.
If you remember, each arm was really, really rusted, so we went through each one of those. They hooked to this flag that goes up. Those are the original flags. We painted them all and relettered them all. Each one of the keys were corroded. They had like a plastic film on them. These are done the exact same way. So you want to check it out? You want to see if it works?
Whoa.
I knew there was no way I could do it, but you know, for him to take apart every piece of that and put it back together, I just thought was amazing.
This right here, like you're seeing through here, we matched this wood in here. This has all been pulled apart.
Yeah, I remember then, that bottom part was pretty rough when we
Right, right. So we ended up re-veneering the bottom of this. And then this here was cracked in a million pieces, so we got a new piece of marble. And what this thing was for is...
To make sure it was real?
Yeah, exactly. If you tap the coin on there, you can tell the sound of it, right?
and then this fake one.
So you can tell the difference between a fake coin and a real coin.
Back then, you know, it was worth counterfeiting a nickel, you know, because a nickel was a lot of money.
Yep.
You know?
I gotta tell you, I'm pretty impressed. See, we started doing this and we lasted 15 minutes. I'm like, we can't do this. There's no possible way.
At first, I thought that he was kind of crazy for buying it. I didn't think that he could restore it. If he tried to do it all himself, he probably would have messed it up and ruined it. So I'm glad he took it to someone who knew how to actually do it.
We all appreciate it.
Thank you.
Guys, shake his hand.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, I'll get somebody to help us load this, and I'll take some of your dad's money.
I'm used to that. Come on. Just really glad that my kids got to see it from the way it looked when we first bought it to what the end result is now. After I'm gone, I can hand it down to them, and they can give it to their kids, and they got a story about going to get it restored. I just think it's a great thing.
Bye-bye.
This air raid siren has been a lot of work so far, but today's the day we get to deliver it.
If we can get this thing working again, it's gonna be loud. It might even wake the dead. Hell, it might even wake me up.
Mark wants this thing to spin like it did back in the day, but I'm gonna take it one step further, and I'm gonna wire this thing up to where the siren's gonna work too. Sometimes in this business, delivering an item is a must.
Pay attention to that leg.
And it can be one of the hardest and most dangerous parts of this job.
Bradley, you better watch this.
Bradley, you get it one end. Somebody's got me at the other end. Just like that. Okay.
As soon as we get this siren to the museum, we got to get it set up and secured before we show Mark. Last time he saw this thing, it was a big pile of junk. So hopefully, he's gonna be extremely happy when he gets to see this.
Get the pole off and set it directly on that pad.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Tell me when you're close. Okay, right there. Right there, guys. And then we can...
I put a lot of time and a lot of energy into this thing, and if anything happens to it now, I'm gonna freak out.
Okay. Good. Okay, perfect. Now you can go up and put this on.
This horn has to weigh 500 pounds, and we gotta lift this thing up 12 foot high to attach it to the pole.
Right there. Down.
Easy, easy, looking good.
Okay. Now that this thing's all set up, it's time to show Mark.
Hey, Rick. Good
How you
to
doing,
see
Mark?
You. You got something for me?
Oh, yeah, we got it all set up. You want to check it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
This thing looks great. But sometimes when you transport an item and have to build it on site, it leaves some question if it's going to work or not.
Whoa, look at that.
What do you think?
I like it. I like it. Rick has done a great job with this. This is going to be a piece that we can now use to talk about a whole time period in local history. You guys did a great job on this.
Thanks.
You know, looking at it, that this is not what you took out of here. So what all did you do here?
You know, of course, we had to disassemble it. Remember the box? That box protects the gear. There's an electric motor in there, a fan belt. We did a lot of body work on that. There was a flange that literally covered the box for electrical, basically just for water. You know, it covered it for water. So we polished that all out. That was smashed in.
It was totally destroyed. And so these are still the original parts.
Everything's original. Everything.
Right.
Screws, nuts, bolts, even the pipe coming down. Of course, we put an outlet down here that's waterproof. You know, the biggest challenge with this thing was moving it around. It's very awkward.
Go down.
It's not like you can just lift it up.
I mean, this is going to be a great piece. We're going to be able to talk about the Cold War, about the test side, about all of that here. Because we had these on top of every school in the Vegas Valley here.
Right, right.
I almost hate to ask you this. Does it actually work, too?
Well, I think we need to check it out, because...
It's going to wake up the neighbors.
Okay. On this, what we did was one of the switches turns it to where it just spins all the time. And this one here actually makes the horn go off.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Let's see what we've got here.
Okay, there's that. That's the horns spinning around.
Yeah.
Now, you ready for that one?
I'm not sure, but let's give it a shot.
Gets louder and louder and louder.
Okay, let's bring it down a little bit.
People want to hear
from the neighbors. With the housing behind the museum and the apartments on the other side of Boulder Highway here, they're probably wondering a little bit what we're doing over here at the museum today. And that's exactly right. That's the sound.
I knew it would work.
Rick, thank you.
Thank you.
Great work. Great job, guys. Thank you a lot. This is a great addition to the grounds here. Volunteers are people that allow us to function. In this case, Rick has volunteered his time in order to make this possible and to have it available to, you know, the people of Clark County and all of the thousands of visitors we get out here.
What the hell is that, Kyle?